Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. U.S. teachers' weekly pay on average is just 76 cents on the dollar compared with other college graduates' earnings. That's according to a study by the Economic Policy Institute. Catherine Davis Young reports.
Educators and students across the country are headed back to school this month, but a new study finds more and more teachers are struggling as the gap widens between what they're paid and what they could be making in other lines of work. The report out today from the nonpartisan Economic Policy Institute shows on average U.S. teachers make about 24% less than professionals in other fields who have similar levels of education. The report shows the pay gap began growing in the late 1990s as wages in other labor markets were increasing, but education wasn't keeping up. Lawrence Michel, one of the study's authors, says the trend continued during and after the Great Recession.
A lot of that had to do with states actually cutting taxes for the rich and for corporations. And those that do that, you know, basically try to make their budgets balance by cutting one of the main parts of what every state budget is, which is education.
Michelle says many states slashed education budgets during the recession, but never restored funding in the years since the recovery. He says the results have been completely predictable, with many teachers leaving the profession entirely. Catherine Davis Young reporting.
Appleton area school district officials say they are promoting equity and a healthy lifestyle by prohibiting students from sharing treats or snacks during school hours. Some students had brought birthday cakes or special occasion treats to school that often left out other students with food allergies. School officials say the move is meant to celebrate and honor students rather than the items they bring to school. They say they're just trying to make sure the district is culturally responsive to the needs of the family. And the Wisconsin State Patrol reports a truck driver from Marathon was trying to help another man fix a flat tire when he was fatally injured Tuesday night. 62-year-old Randy Landwehr had stopped on the side of Interstate 39 in Rothschild. He was reportedly walking back to his truck to get some tools. Troopers say alcohol was involved when a truck driven by 53-year-old Mosin Eman hit him. The Wisconsin State Patrol says people should stop and help, but they should call troopers so they can come out and provide safety protection. And the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says its client was handing out Valentine's Day cards at her college when security officials made her stop. The workers said the cards containing Bible verses might offend people. The conservative law firm filed a suit in federal court this week against Northeastern Wisconsin Technical College on behalf of student Polly Olson. The suit alleges her free speech rights were violated and challenges the Green Bay School's policy of limiting public forums to a small part of the campus. And a September 19th plea hearing suggests an accused hit-and-run driver may not go to trial. Marathon County Circuit Court observers expect 27-year-old Josie Romero has reached a plea agreement in the case. Romero is accused of failing to stop when she hit a pedestrian last July as she was texting while driving. Molly Vaywig suffered critical injuries but survived, having a part of her skull removed to stop bleeding in the brain. She's recovering but still isn't able to walk or talk. Romero's sentencing is set for November.
It happened in late June with great, great success. We were lined up down Highway 8 all the way to the airport that Saturday morning. So it was actually, from what Good News said, it was the largest two-day event that they've hosted yet.
That's Northwoods Alliance for Temporary Housing Executive Director Tammy Modick describing an electronics recycling event held in Rhinelander on the far west side in June. NAF partnered with the Good News Project of Wausau on the electronics recycling event as a fundraiser for those two organizations. One of the missions of the Wausau-based organization is e-cycling. NAF provides temporary housing for Northwoods residents at Frederick Place in Rhinelander. Modick says they partnered as well with Charter NEX, and the public responded.
The community benefited from the standpoint that they got to get rid of lots of electronic items that have probably been sitting around for quite some time by the looks of some of those items that came in, and it was a fundraiser for NAF and Frederick Place.
She says they anticipated filling one semi-trailer but ended up filling three. In the last year, the Good News Project e-cycling program collected 225,000 pounds of electronics. Modick says NAF ended up with just over $4,600 from the event. She says they're hoping to do a collection again next year. The weather forecast for this afternoon: sunny skies continue with a high near 69. Tonight, some fog, otherwise a few clouds, low around 41. Friday, sunny again, high near 71 degrees. Saturday looks to be similar, sunny and 70. And Sunday, sunny, high near 70 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Krull.